Jefferson said, "That's the first plant I've seen today. It didn't have thorns on it." The plant was also representative of Vietnam. It is a country of thorns and cuts, of guns and marauding, of little hope and of great failure. Yet in the midst of it all, a beautiful thought, a gesture, and even person can arise among it, waving bravely at the death that pours down upon it. Someday this place will be burned by napalm, and the red flower will crackle up and die among the thorns. Yet that flower will always live in the memory of a tired, wet marine.
Sometimes I wonder just for what. Will you ever remember me?
With American sons in the field far away, I shall not seek, and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
What happened to you?
Oh, I got kind of messed up. My unit is dropping, caused some, I don't know what it was, a fire base. They was overshooting, and then I was out pulling guard. And some hot rounds got too hot. And they started getting close. And then next thing I know, I couldn't hear out of this ear. It kind of blowed it out. And next thing I know, I was catching strap metal. And then that was it. And then they started evacuating me out. And this is my fifth hospital they put me in. I don't know whether they're going to send me home or what. I sure hope they do, though, because I've had it. I don't want no more Vietnam.
Dear Mom and Dad, Peachy and Fuzzy. As I suppose you can see by my new stationery, this is not my normal letter. While walking down the road one day in the merry, merry month of September, my squad got into a hell of a fray and lost one member. Me. I'm all right. I am all right. I'm all right. The carbine round hit me where it would do the most good. Right in the butt. It hit no bones, blood vessels, nerves, or anything else of importance. Except my pride. It was, however, a little bit closer to my pecker than was comfortable, but that's as good as ever, although it's now going through a year's hibernation. So, I'm lying in bed here, and it comes time for that most thrilling event, when the general gives out the Purple Hearts. All in all, it was a dreadful performance by everyone, but in a way a classic stereotype. One of the large number of stereotype characters and situations I have watched acted out, much to my growing concern. They finally left me sicker than I was before, and with a medal I never wanted anyway. Love, Sandy.
Dear Mom, it's official. Would you believe a silver star? But I'm no hero. Heroes are for the late show. I was just trying to help a couple of guys who needed help. That's all. The heroes over here are the guys trying to do their job and get home from this useless war. Love, Phil.
Dear Dad, I've been listening to the Vietnam Radio's news report special on the assassination of Martin Luther King in Memphis. But now I have a story to tell. On Friday, March 29, in our AO just south of Wade, we received small arms fire from a village. My platoon leader, Gary Scott, and one other man were killed. I was very close to Lieutenant Scott. I was his radio operator. He was a fine man, a good leader, yet he could not understand the whys of this conflict which killed him. They will say he died for his country, keeping it free. Negative. This country is no game that I can see, Dad. We're fighting, dying for people who resent our being over here. Oh, I'll probably get a Bronze Star for the firefight. Lieutenant Scott will get a Silver Star. That will help me get a job someday, and it is supposed to suffice for Lieutenant Scott's life. I guess I'm bitter now, Dad. This war is all wrong. Your loving son, Phil.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Better stop.
Debbie, my dear honey cake, my health is much better now. The more I dream of the love we have shared, the more I love you. These dreams make me feel as if I'm still with you. Please keep a full and complete diary so we can reminisce. Debbie, I'll surely have much love and lots of joy with you in our future. I'll remember your youthful and lovely face always. Please pray for me, Debbie. Alan. Merry Christmas, my darling. Indeed, for me, a very Merry Christmas this year. My values have changed over these many long years. I've searched very carefully for lasting happiness, for what life really means to me, and I found it. I found it in a family, in a home, the dream home we'll soon build together. I found it in the beautiful New England that I love so well, that I miss so much. But most of all, Debbie, I found it in you.
I'll have a blue Christmas. Dear Mom, well, I'm spending Christmas Eve in good old bunker 110. I've got guard duty again. I always wondered what it must be like to be at war and far away from home on Christmas. Now I know. I can imagine how Pop felt during World War II. Love and kisses, Ray.
Vietnam, this is where it's at. It's what's happening, or to put it another way, who needs it?
Dear Mom and Dad, on Christmas, the whole company was loaded onto a 2.5-ton truck and carted off to Benoit to see Bob Hope. Imagine, I've looked at Bob Hope for years entertaining the troops and never once thought that he'd someday be entertaining me.
This is Miss Wall from India.